Michelle Bachmann reports directly from WHO World Health Assembly in Geneva. No dissent registered by any nation thus far to proposed amendments nor to global pandemic treaty. James Rogoski also weighs in. I can appreciate a skillfully crafted evil plan, and that's what I see. There will be a lot of people deceived. Former Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is in Geneva this week as part of a small team of prayer warriors interceding for the very serious situation in which the world finds itself. We are on the brink of a major historical event in which power is in the process of shifting from nation-states to international bodies affiliated with the United Nations. It's that process and how to accomplish it that's being discussed right now at the 76th Annual World Health Assembly. In Geneva, Switzerland, Bachmann will be monitoring the proceedings regarding major amendments to the international health regulations, last amended in 2005, as well as an all-new pandemic accord that would shift massive amounts of power from national governments over to the United Nations World Health Organization and its Director General. Former Member of Congress Michelle Bachmann, R. Minnesota, at the 76th Annual World Health Assembly in Geneva, Switzerland. Today, she provided me with a timetable for the nations of the world to enter into this global pact, surrendering their sovereignty over public health emergencies to the WHO. Bachmann stated in a text message that the WHO's 194 member nations will take a final vote on whether to hand over their sovereignty to the WHO 1 year from today at the 77th World Health Assembly in May 2024. That vote will be on the package of 300 amendments supplanting, changing, the current international health rules, she said. The delegates will also vote on the Global Pandemic Health Treaty, Accord. Those two documents will be synthesized and coordinated and will be voted on at the same event in Geneva in May 2024, Bachmann explained. There was no dissent registered by any nation thus far at the World Health Assembly 2023 to either the proposed 300 amendments nor to the Global Pandemic Treaty, she said. It is a unified voice of support for passage of the amendments and the proposed pandemic treaty. She further stated that a U.S. delegate to the assembly, there are many alternates listed, spoke today, May 23, in favor of passing the package of proposed international health amendments and the global pandemic accords. Barring intervention, the timetable and agenda are in place for passage in May 2024. Nations will negotiate and will discuss the proposed 300 amendments and pandemic treaty in New York City at the UN General Assembly meeting in September 2023, Bachmann said. The final package of amendments will be presented to the UN in January 2024, meaning the amendments and treaty will not be altered after that date. She further stated that the delegates plan to return to Geneva in February 2024 to discuss and finalize their plans before the final vote 1 year from now at the 77th World Health Assembly at the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland, May 2024. Another expert on the globalists' plans to achieve world domination through the avenue of public health is James Rogoski, a California-based researcher and writer. Rogoski runs the website worldwide.exitthewho.com. He said the draft documents have been crafted in almost complete secrecy and yet they will be presented as inclusive and reflective of a broad array of stakeholders. He said U.S. passports in the early 1970s were issued with a smallpox vaccine certificate. This was your proof when entering another country that you had been immunized against smallpox. He said his girlfriend still has an old passport from 1972 showing the certificate of vaccination. In Annex 6 of the International Health Regulations, there's a form identical to my girlfriend's passport of 1972. It's already been there, but they want to digitize it, which would make it much easier to expand to whatever else they want to require or mandate. Digitizing it would open it up to all sorts of other certificates of compliance on a QR code. Rogoski said every nation under these proposed changes sees itself as having the right to tell foreign travelers, you have to get these injections or you can't come to our nation or state. The question is, how to do that? This one item, digital health certificates, is included in the proposed amendments to the IHRs. That also happens to be the one item the G20 nations all agreed at their summit in Indonesia last November that they wanted every nation to accept and implement. Each nation is about to be coerced into abusing not necessarily their own citizens' freedoms but the freedoms of the citizens of every other nation. But if everyone agrees to abuse other nations' citizens, then everyone ends up being abused, Rogoski said. The irony and the hypocrisy are unbelievable. This is the thing that I think they might push through. It's just a digital expansion of what everyone already accepts, and then you really do have a worldwide, digital, ID system that easily becomes the beast system. Quote, and nobody is talking about it, Rogoski said. They could push that through quietly. They have these systems in place already, he added. All they have to do is sneak it in under the guise of some other issue. What might that other issue be? The need for voter ID, perhaps? I can appreciate a skillfully crafted evil plan, and that's what I see here. There will be a lot of people that you wouldn't expect, who would actually fall for this. They'd say, oh, you don't have to get jabbed. You just have to get a test and then just let us check your digital ID. Bingo. We saw during COVID how many people refused the jab but agreed to get tested in order to be able to do certain things, go certain places. They will do it again, thinking they avoided the jabs, only they will be accepting a global digital ID. They will now be marked with a digital ID that is recognized and certified under global standards set by the WHO. They are now a certified obedient citizen of the world, who is able to travel internationally without incident. If the UN and its support structure within the global corporations and governments of the world are able to pull this one off on us, then we deserve all of the oppression that comes our way. It's not like we didn't get a good warning. The lessons of the last pandemic were clear. Any power or authority you give these monsters over your life, whether it be your local health director or the demonic entities in high places at the United Nations, they will claim that power over you perpetually and assume your obedience, submission to them. If you withhold your submission, you get left behind, unable to buy or sell, move about freely, work a job or receive any government benefits. That, my friends, is where this is heading whether you want to believe it or not. The overwhelming majority will offer their fealty to the beast. Whatever they agree to at the World Health Assembly, this year or 1 year from now in 2024, will be binding on the 194 member states. And the WHO will have the power to say what is disinformation or misinformation, Rogoski said. The WHO will be the arbiter of what the science is. That is a massive power grab. The WHO and its backers are also introducing a concept which they call One Health. Dot. This merges the interests of all life on planet Earth, animal, human and plant life. All health decisions will be made through the lens of a One Health approach. You can see where this will get dicey. This gives the Director General the ability to declare a public health emergency of international concern, triggering lockdowns, masking, forced vaccinations, etc. Rogoski said, it doesn't even have to be a real emergency. It could be even just a risk of an international emergency. They are signing us up for digital slavery. The WHO is the global hegemon when it comes to forced vaccines policed through digital vaccine passports. But then, if this passes, it will go beyond pandemics to any health emergency as declared by the WHO. That could include anything from climate change to gun violence or the so-called attacks on transgendered persons. Anything could trigger the massive new powers they want to give to the WHO, Rogoski said. The proposed amendments eliminate protections. Under Article 3, for instance, the requirement that they respect human rights and human dignity is replaced with equity. This gives the WHO a monopoly power over healthcare standards of care during so-called emergencies. This means we are actually empowering Bill Gates and China to direct policy, signing away rights and liberties carte blanche. Rogoski noted that the recommendation to vaccinate children down to 6 months of age came from the WHO. Most nations did not listen to this recommendation. The US did. Anyone who argued that COVID vaccines were dangerous for adults, pregnant mothers, children or babies was branded as a purveyor of misinformation and was silenced by the media, social media platforms working in tandem with Big Pharma and the government. There will be only one version of the truth, Rogoski said. That doesn't sound like science or the scientific method to me. Sovereignty in a democratic republic legitimately belongs to the people. It's not Biden's or anyone else's to give away.